Los Angeles grand jury taking testimony right now from a key figure in claims that champion cyclist Lance Armstrong used performance-enhancing drugs. KNX 1070 sports anchor Randy Cardoon's been following that story and joins us now.
Yeah, Tom, the key figure is sports physiologist Alan Lim, who has worked with both Floyd Landis and Lance Armstrong. And joining us on the KNX news line is New York Daily News sports writer Nathaniel Vinton. Mr. Vinton, are you expecting Lim to spill some beans here or basically tap dance through the process?
First of all, thanks for having me on. I don't know what he's going to say, and he doesn't have to tell us. He'll come out, and he may never reveal what he says, and we'll never know because grand jury testimony is secret.
And that's the problem with going after somebody like that, is you just don't know who's going to talk and who doesn't. How much trouble do you think Armstrong is over this inquiry?
Well, I think he's certainly in a little bit of trouble. Before they bring people before the grand jury, typically the investigators will interview them, and they won't bring them before the grand jury without telling them that you better tell the truth because we're talking to a lot of people and we have a lot of cards in our hand, and so your best bet is to tell the truth or you'll end up maybe like Barry Bonds under indictment for perjury.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You get people in there to try and bring up the situation. You just don't know how much they're going to say. Landis has talked before about this, as you know, and he's certain that Armstrong will be basically joining him in Outcastville over this. Is that where you see this going?
I wouldn't want to predict. Armstrong is really pretty effective at fighting a lot of these things off. Over his career, he's been accused of a lot of performance-enhancing drug accusations and usually gets by, but this is pretty serious. The assistant U.S. attorney on this is Doug Miller, and he's got a long track record of really big cases.
In brief, because we've got only a couple seconds to go here, what do you see that will or will not pin Armstrong to the wall or at least prove the case?
Well, I mean, what we're going to see here is just a vast amount of documents and testimony taking testimony in a sworn proceeding in front of a grand jury. It's very different than talking to a reporter or even being deposed in an arbitration case. This is going into a room in front of 16 to 23 people with a prosecutor there, putting you on the stand, and they can ask you questions all day long, and you don't have your attorney with you for a grand jury appearance. You just got to sweat it out.
That's New York News, New York Daily News sports writer Nathaniel Vinton. Thank you very much for the time, and we'll keep an eye on this story. Randy Cardoon, KNX 1070 News Radio.